Good morning and praise the Lord. Welcome to Morning Motivation, where we start your day off right with 15 minutes of godly breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Roxy Williams. Today is Monday, November 28th. I do hope that all of you had a great, joyous, prosperous, safe, and memorable Thanksgiving. Today, our scripture reading is going to come from Jeremiah 31, verse 3, and St. John 13, 1 through 17, and our topic is, put on love and humility, or cloak yourself with love and humility. What has pride cost you? While you're getting your word ready, again, to Jeremiah 31 and 3 and John 13, 1 through 17, I remind everyone that we are working our last 100 days, remove all clutter challenge, where we're counting down to 2017, a fruitful 2017, and establishing our most successful years. On yesterday, which was Sunday, we started on the seven deadly sins. So yesterday's focus was put away hubris, H-U-B-R-I-S, or put away pride and arrogance. So today we'll deal with put on love and humility. If you missed yesterday's teaching, you can read that on the website at feelthefire.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Go to the last 100 days. I welcome everyone this morning. This is Monday. Let's get our morning motivation on. By now, you should have your word ready. And I am reading to you from the KJV, starting at Jeremiah 31 and 3. The Lord has appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with love and kindness have I drawn thee. And then in St. John 13, 1 through 17, I'm reading from the NIV. It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? Jesus replied, you do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand. No, said Peter, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered, unless I wash you, you have no part with me. Then Lord, Simon Peter replied, not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well. Jesus answered, those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you. For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said, not everyone was clean. Now focus in. Focus in and listen to these last few verses. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. Do you understand what I have done for you? He asked them. You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly, I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. I want you to repeat after me, knowing that all the lines are mute, and neither I nor the other callers can hear you. Put on a cloak of love and humility. Say it again. Put on a cloak of love and humility. What has pride cost you? Our teaching this morning focuses on the fact that pride is one of the seven deadly sins, as we said yesterday in Proverbs 6, verses 16 through 19. That pride is a kind of hubris where it exceeds a healthy confidence and goes into an excessive type of pride and attitude to the point where the only methodology available for you to live above is to look down on someone else. It causes us to be non-approachable, non-appealable, and non-sociable, and non-positive because our focus is only to put others down. And when we do that, it is because we are living in a delusional belief that we are self-made. In other words, that everything we have accomplished has been of our own volition. But that is a lie from the pits of hell. We have no authority. We possess no capability to do anything unless God grants us the power to do so. If you think I'm kidding, realize that even this morning, you could not say to yourself, awaken, and it be so. God had to first breathe into you the breath of life. So when we walk around with that first deadly sin of pride and arrogance and egotism to the point where we position ourselves superior to others, then we are not able to exemplify the same humility, love, and kindness that we just read about in Jeremiah 31 and 3 and St. John 13, 1 through 17, where Jesus said, "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so." In other words, Jesus is saying, I am that person, and the position wherein you address me is correct. But even with that, I'm going to exemplify to you how a person who knows his place and his worth or knows her place and her honor exemplifies the love of Christ, and that is with a spirit of humility and love. Now, notice, he first identified that he knew who he was, because expressing love and humility does not require you to be a doormat. Praise the Lord. Putting on a cloak of love, putting on a garment of humility, does not require you to be a doormat. And that is the reason some of us will not operate in love and humility, because we've been deceived into thinking that that requires us to allow everyone to walk all over us. Well, that's not what we just saw with Jesus. Even in his state of humility, he still addressed the issues. He said to Peter, I rebuke this situation of you saying, don't wash you. Let me bring you back into the plan. Unless I wash your feet, you have no place with me. Jesus stayed when in his lane there. When Peter said, oh, well, wash the rest of me. Jesus said, no, I know what I'm doing here. Even in humility, I still retain my place of authority. And then he showed them he still has insight. He's not blind to what was going on, because he said, one of you has no place with me, meaning that he knew who Judas was. So even when you are in a spirit of humility, even in a spirit of love, it does not require you to be ignorant. It does not require you to turn a blind eye. It does not require you to allow others to address you in any manner. No, the love and humility says, even with me knowing who I am, I choose to serve you. I choose to protect you. I choose to listen to you. I still choose to love you, even with me knowing that you may be a devil like Judas, even with me knowing that you are in my life to try to do harm and not good. I choose to still love you, because the love and kindness that draws you will lead you to Christ. Now, that doesn't mean that, oh, I have to stay in close fellowship with you. It doesn't mean, oh, I have to let you treat me anyway. It just means that despite what you do, I'm still going to stay in my lane, in my path of exemplifying Christ. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to identify who you are, be you friend or foe, but I'm still going to love you and believe that God is going to save your soul. So yesterday, it was put away, put away, put away pride. because Solomon taught us that that was one of the seven deadly sins, and it was the first. So when you put away something, then you need to come in and replace that which you have put away. So we put away hubris, we put away pride, and this morning we replace that by putting on a cloak and a spirit of love and humility, because pride has cost us too much. At this point, I will open the line for a prayer. If you have a prayer request, press one on your phone. You won't have to say your name, and we will pray for you while we look to see if anyone wants to ask for a prayer request. And I thank all of you who are on the line this morning who've gotten up with me. Let's begin to go into a spirit of praise. Even though the lines are open, no one can hear you unless you press one, and then I tell you I'm bringing you live. Hallelujah. Begin to thank the Lord. We need thee. Hallelujah. Oh, we need thee. Come on and magnify the Lord. Every hour we need thee. Come on and begin to clap your hands and bless God's holy name. Yes, hallelujah. Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We come this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we come praising you that thou art worthy. We thank you for bringing us through another Thanksgiving. We come asking the forgiveness of every sin. Lord, this morning we come asking that you help us to deal with our prideful spirit, our mindsets of superiority, our mindsets of egotism, that hubris, Lord, that excessive pride. We ask, Lord, that you would come in and help us to remove that in this morning and to instead replace it with a spirit and a cloak of love and humility. Help us to realize that you drew us with love and kindness, that you looked beyond every fault and saw our needs, that despite all of our rebelliousness, our disobedience, our stubbornness, which was as witchcraft, you said in the book of 1 Samuel, you still loved us. You still forgave us. You still keep blessing us, setting us up on a rock to stay. You keep raining down blessings, causing the sun to rise, sending down your latter rain, despite every fallacy, every sin, every weight, every iniquity. Every time that we turn away from you, you are still our teacher, our master, our servant and Lord. So help us, Lord, this morning to love somebody. Help us as we leave out the door and go on our jobs, as we talk to our spouses, as we talk to our children, our friends, our clients, as we talk to those in leadership, help us today to exemplify love and humility. Not that we be a doormat, but that we have a servant's heart. And if we go in with a servant's heart, it will exude from the inside out, and people will see the light. And that light of you will draw them. Hallelujah. Lord, we just come today lifting up everyone that we will encounter, that today we will be change agents. We will be lights and catalysts, that on today people will see us and they'll say there's something different. Hallelujah. There's something different. And it will be the love and humility of Christ. Lord, help us to love. Love as you have loved us, because this is your will, that we love one another. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's task and this morning motivation, which is also part of our last 100 days Remove All Clutter Challenge, is that you tell somebody, at least three people today, I love you. I don't care who it is, but you just tell them I love you. Call them, text them, tag them on social media, however it is that you feel best communicating. Tell them I love you and exemplify the love of Christ. But love and kindness has he joined you. And that's how you will draw others. Please go to the website at feelthefire.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. And read yesterday's teaching on put away hubris. That's our first seven of the seven deadly sins, if you missed it. Please share this teaching with others. It will be available on our website after 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And call in tomorrow at 6:30, 323-870-4180. Invite others to come with you. We do our morning motivation Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It starts your day off right with godly breakfast for your soul. I want to see some more people on here in the morning. We'll continue with the second of the seven deadly sins. Go get your blessing. What are you going to do? Cloak yourself in love and humility. Pride has already cost you too much.
Not be denied, you're fully certified, it's official, go ahead and testify, he's gonna bless you, you're gonna
evangelist, Lawson Boone. Feel the fire. Put away peace. And today, cloak yourself with love, 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 and humility.